Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Mem. We are up to Sif Hei, the top line on page 380. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Mutar Lirashom Batziporin Ala Sefer. You're allowed to make a mark with your fingernail on a Sefer. Kimosha Roshmin L'Siman. Like they make a mark to be a Siman. She'ein Zeh Dover HaMiskayim. That is not something that is lasting. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kanoch of Gimel, Mutter V'yesh Machmirim Bazev Ayin Ber Halacha. So the first point the Mishnah Berurah tells us is it's not so posh with the Mechaber saying there are those who are Machmir, but now we go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kanoch of Dalet, going with the sheet of the Mechaber that it's Mutter. So it's Mutter to make a mark with your fingernail. V'dafko Rishima Ke'ein Kav Ba'alma. This is talking specifically about making a mark with just making a straight line. Lizikaron, to remember, Shiyesh Baza Eza To Sofer. You realize maybe you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, so you want to make a little mark with your fingernail to remember the place where you found the error. Umishum Delo Choshev Ksav Klal Belav Hochi. And since this is not considered a ksav anyway, that's why it's going to be okay. Avalasos kimin os vaday aser. But to make the form of a letter, that's for sure aser. Afilu bos echas. Even if you only make one letter, as we learned, chatzi shasim in Torah, you can't write one letter. But to make a straight mark, that's going to be mutter. Because number one, it's not considered ksiva. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, if kadon chafei she'ein zeh. The other point is that it's not miskayim. V'dafka b'klaf ha'kosha. This leniency of the Mechaber is dafka by a parchment that's hard. The bizmanam hayukos malaklaf. In the olden days, they used to write on parchment. Aval al haniyar aser. But on paper, making the mark with your fingernail would be aser, the miskayim hu. There it would be lasting, and therefore it would be aser. V'dafka b'tziporin, and this is dafka talking about making the mark with your fingernail. Aval im roshem be'eze kli. But if you make the mark with a vessel, sha'usa rishima amuka yoser, you make a mark that's deep. Af al klaf ba'etz aser. Then even if it is on a parchment or on a piece of wood, it's going to be aser. De minkar heitev u'miskayim, because then it's recognizable and it's lasting. To summarize, the Mechaber says making the mark on the Sefer Torah or any klaf is mutter with your fingernail for two reasons. Number one, you're not really making any letter. You're just making a straight mark. It's not really a ksiva. And number two, it's not miskayim, and therefore it's not even aser midrabanan lafi the Mechaber. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah did tell us that there are those who are machmir. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis the Vav, now we move away from Ksiva, and we move on to sewing. Chut shel tfira, a thread of a stitch, sheniftach, that loosened up, osir lumotcho, it is osir to tighten it, mishum tofer, that is an isser of sewing. So the Mechaber says, if you have a thread of a stitch that loosened up, you can't pull it tight, that's going to be the isser, the av malacha of tfira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katnacha vav lumotcho, you can't tighten it. We're talking about a case where two parts of a garment got separated from each other. They loosened up from each other. And the strings, the threads that sewed them together, loosened up and they're hanging down. You want to pull up the head of the string, kedei lahadigul lachaber, in order to tighten it and to more closely connect the two parts of the garment. That is forbidden because of tofer, so kodnach of zayin. V'ha'usa kein chayev chatos. And one who does this is chayev chatos, that is the av malacha. V'hu sha'osa ha'kesher l'basof afilu eno shal kayama. But when you pull the string and you pull the stitching to make it tight, it's only going to be an iser daraisa if you tie the end of the string to make it stay in place, even if the kesher that you made is not a kesher shal kayama. So mitzad the kshira, it's okay, but that temporary kshira is enough to make the tfira a real tfira. Ava below kesher klal pater. But if you don't tie the string, you just pull the stitching and you leave it without tying it, then it's only going to be pater aval aser, it will only be aser midrabanan. V'im yispardu shalosh tfiros umetzachon. If you did this with three stitches, you tightened three stitches that loosened up, chayiv af below kesher. Then if you tighten the three stitches, that's already a little bit more of a permanence, and then it's going to be a chiyuv, even though you did not tie the end of the string. V'agav nevorek tzast in tofer, derech agav, says the Mishnah Berurah, I will explain a little bit about the halachas of tofer. Hatofer shtei tfiros chayiv, one who makes two stitches, he is going to be chayiv. But that's only again if you tied at the end the two strings together so it should not slip out. So you made two stitches and then you tie the ends together. That's going to be the Av Melacha. Once again, even if the tying is not a Kesher Shel Kayama, but you tie the two ends of the string after the two stitches, that's going to be Chayiv. And if the knot that you made is in fact a Kesher Shel Kayama, Chayiv Gam Mishum Kosher. Then not only you Chayiv on Tofer, you're also Chayiv on Kosher because you made a Kesher Shel Kayama. V'chol Zeh L'inyan Chiyuva. This is all talking about the Chiyuv Chatos. Aval L'inyan Isura, but in terms of the Isur, Yesh Omrin Da'asar Afilu La'asar Kesher Klal. There are those who say that it is Asar even if you don't tie the two ends of the string at all. The Alkain, and therefore, Osan Hanoshim Shetochavim Hakrais Im Habeged B'macha B'shtei Techifos Lav Shapir Avdi. Therefore, those people that are tightening the shawl to the garment with a needle, with two insertions, they're not doing a good thing. Vim Osa Sholosh Tfiros Chayev Af Beli Kesher. And if you did three Tfiros, then you're Chayev even without tying, like we saw before. Sharei Miskayemes HaTfira, because then the Tfira is lasting even without the tying. Now we're going to see a couple of very important notes over here. Number one is note 66. 66 discusses sewing up a person's body, a person getting stitches on Shabbos. Utfira hanasis beguf ha'adam. The stitches, the sewing that is done on the body of a person. Kegon tfira sha'osin be'es nituach. Like the stitching that happens at the time of a surgery. O bechatash al petzar, any kind of wound, the person gets cut, they want to stitch it up. Says Rishon Zalman Arbach, sha'af sheyesh mokon lomar she'ein bekach mishub tofer. Even though there certainly are sudden to say that it's not a chiv of tofer, mikomakom. In ain't sakana badover, if it is not dangerous, says Rishon Zalman, ain lahakel bazeh, you should not have stitches done on Shabbos. Mishum sheyesh bekach chshash iser Torah, there is certainly a chshash of an iser daraisa. The chain is tabi bazeh agon of nissen karelitz. The chain b'shalom shuvah shevet alevi. They are all masupuk that it's really not so simple unless it's absolutely necessary to get stitches on Shabbos. Now, note number 67 is going on the point of the mechaber that said, this kreis, which is a shawl, that you're connecting it to the beged with a needle with two insertions, we're saying that's not good. Now, the poskim take issue with this carbon asanel that the Mishabura brings down. If you look at note 67, the Chazon Ish is more lenient, and we'll see Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. The Chazon Ish writes, Shetchivas machat eina bechlal tfira. When you're sticking in a needle, a needle is not considered sewing. The eino nechsheves ela kechibur hanasa ayde krosim o kaftorim. So we're talking about like a safety pin. You're putting through a needle, not with a string at the end. You're not sewing. You're just sticking through a needle. So says the Chazon Ish, that is not called sewing. It's considered attaching two things, like with a hook or with a button. It's the same thing. Sharei baru lakol, because it's clear to everyone, she'ein hi nasis l'shem chibur kavua. The point of tofer is when you're attaching two things that you want them to remain attached, you're sewing things up. But when you're putting a safety pin through two ends of a garment or through two things, that's recognizable that you're not trying to make it a chibur kavua. Elo l'shem hiduk l'perek zman ma. You're just trying to attach it for some time. Umasik, and the Chazon Ish ends off, shenogu lahakil baze. The minhag is to be lenient, the ain lahachmir, one should not be machmir. The chen kasa b'shalom shuvas igros Moshe, so to writes of Moshe, el shahosa b'ra Moshe adds on, sharotza lahachmir yachmir, if one wants to be machmir, there is room to be machmir, but he says be'etzem it's mutter. Ulam, im nikr shasicha lo tishar b'beged, if it's noticeable that this pin that he's putting through is not going to remain in the garment. For example, you're attaching two sides of an old-fashioned diaper. You're attaching it with some kind of safety pin. Like they used to do when they would diaper a baby. Says Rav Moshe, she'ein lahachmir b'zeh. One should not be bachmir about that. It's going to be okay. Then he brings down, on the other hand, Rishon Zalman says, Even though we certainly can be melamed zchus on those who are doing this for the reasons mentioned and other reasons, one should be machmir. So we see Rishon Muzalman says you should be machmir. Rav Moshe says there's room to be machmir, but it's really mutter, and the Chazon Ish just says that it's mutter. And then he writes, next paragraph, the chibur shalonasa el perek zman kotzer, an attachment of two things that is done for a short amount of time. Kegon chibur ketzavos chitul bad bem tzos sichas bitoch. In this case of attaching with a safety pin, two ends of a diaper or two ends of anything, a dress, so you want to attach something temporarily, writes Rav Moshe, sha'af ladasa karben asanil. Even according to the Karban Asana, the Mishabura is quoting over here, Lahachmir, Nechshav Adaber Kechibur Aide Krosim Okaftorim. That is just like you are attaching it with some kind of hook or some kind of button, and there's no difference between closing up a shirt with a button or closing up a shirt with a safety pin. That's not called sewing. Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish say that is mutter. The Mishabura, Babin the Karban Asana, that one line again, Valkain Osan Hanoshim Shetochavin HaKrais Im Abegid. They're attaching the shawl to the garment B'machat, with a needle, b'shtei techifos, with two insertions of the needle, lav shapir avdi, but they're saying that our case of the safety pin is not the same thing, and it is going to be mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Zayin, Osam shemahatkin habigodim seviv zro sehem al yidei hachut shemotchin oso umishadik. Those people that are tightening their garments around their arms through a string that is pulled through it and tightened, osur lemotcho. Talking about a case over here where on the end of their sleeves, they have some kind of string going around that you could pull the string and it makes it tight, and then you could loosen it up to take it off, so it makes it tighter or looser. So again, osam shemahatkin abagadim, they tighten the garments, saviv zro seyam, around their arms, al yidei hachut, through a string, shemotchen oso mishadik, that they pull it and they tighten it, and it makes it more tighter on the body. Aser lemoscho elohim kein you on the kovim ruchovim tzas. It is aser to pull that string and tighten it unless the holes are a little bit wide. Umusukonim bitfira beigul. And the holes are sewn around in a circle around where the hole is. Says the Mishabura Sevkatun Ches, Osan Shemahatkin, Darkon Hoya Litain Chut Besoch HaBesiad Sha'al Zro'o. Their way was that they would put a string inside the arm of their sleeve. Ukisherotze lahatka, when they wanted to tighten it, haya mosea chachut umishadik hetev. They would pull the string, and that would tighten the garment around their arms. Sivkatun chavtes, that is only going to be mutter, it's aser, unless the holes that the string is going through are ruchovin tzasim usukonim. To oz eno domek klal lesofer, then it's not considered like sewing at all. To have a command the machnes krosin beluloos, it's like placing hooks through loops. Kevon de misukon lazeb bismidus, since it is set up that way to be done often, lemoscho lahatko, to tighten it and loosen it kishalosho, to tighten it when you wear it, vichen leraposo, and to loosen it kisharotza lapashto, when you put the sleeve on, so you tighten it so it looks snug around your wrist. And when you want to take off the shirt, so then you pull it out, so it's made to get tighter and to make looser. V'im ein mahatko yofe. But if you don't tighten it a lot, v'nimlach lefamim lahanicho kach la'olam. And then you change your mind sometimes and you leave it that way permanently, meaning it's much better if you tighten it all the way and then you loosen it. So it's made to open and close, then it's mutter. But if you don't tighten it the whole way, and sometimes you change your mind and you leave it like that permanently, and as it's tightened only a little bit, you take it off that way and you leave it in that state, then in fact, it will be usr to tighten it on Shabbos, because that's considered more permanent, because a lot of times you leave it that way. So it's only going to be mutter if it's something that you loosen and tighten often. Now if you look at note number 71, he points out, this is talking about putting the, I don't know if these exist so much anymore, but you're putting the, the lining inside a coat with a zipper, you're zippering in the lining to the coat, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Sha'afin daito lahashir es habitna mechuberes lemil olam. Even though you're putting the lining in to stay there permanently, mikomokom ein ze'elo kechibur anasa ide krosim mukaftorim. It's no different than an attachment that's made with hooks or with buttons, umutter. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arba says, to put it in, even though you're leaving it there, it's mutter. Meidach on the other hand, that's under this in Kerelitz, She'im haderach la if you normally leave the lining into the garment for a long period of time, it would be usher to attach it on Shabbos because of tofer. And removing it, he says as well, will be an isser of korea. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Lamed. It has to be that the holes are mesukonim b'sfira b'eagle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, saviv hanekev, it has to be sewn up around the hole. V'oz afilu hachut tochuv b'machat nekuva. If it is done in the proper way, then even if the needle, the string, is stuck into a needle with a hole, shu talui sham b'smidas, and it's hanging there always, k'dei lachniso al yodo b'anakovim. So you have a string that's attached to a needle that's hanging through the garment, that you're able to put it in and tighten it when you want, even that's going to be shari. The aimbo mishum tiltil, it's not a problem of moving a needle that could be mukta. Kevan shamacha tolui bapsil, since the needle is hanging on to the thread, the psil babeged, and the thread is in the garment, the ein nifra b'menu l'olam, it's there permanently, it's not separating, and therefore, even if the needle would be mukta in general, it's a sewing needle, which is mukta, but this needle is attached to the garment in a permanent way to be used for something that is mutter, therefore that takes it out of the status of being mukta. There is a discussion over here, a long note, we'll just read a little bit of it, in note number 69, is going on this mechaber over here. We're saying this string that you pull, so that's going to be mutter if it's made to get tighter and made to make looser. Note 69, he writes, mevura b'divrei HaShulchan Aruch. It's clear from the mechaber over here, sha'av tfira she'ena shel kayama asura mishum tofer, that a sewing, even though it's not permanent, it's going to be asura mishum tofer. Only if you have all the details discussed over here, then it's going to be mutter. But even if you don't have all these details, if it's a tfira, even though it's not shel kayama, it's not going to be staying there, it's still going to be usher. Sharehidu kabeged lo nasa el lizman kotzer bilvad. The attachment of this garment, the tightening of the garment, which we're saying, if not all these criteria are met, it's going to be usher, even though it's only a temporary tfira. V'nira shekeni das haramokan shelo hisagal dvarav. The fact that the mechaber says this din, and the Ramah doesn't make any notes on it, so it's master, the Ramah agrees with the mechaber that a temporary tfira is going to be okay. Omnom, they asked a question from a Ramah that we had earlier in Shin Yud Zayin. Omnom, Mimasha Kaza Ramah Le'el, She'en Lahafrid Na'alayim Atfuros Yachto Mipnei Ama'aretz. The Ramah said over there, you should not separate shoes that are sewn together in front of an Ama'aretz. Afagav She Tfira She'en Shel Kayama. Even though it's a sewing that's not Shel Kayama, which Be'etzim is Mutter, just don't do it in front of an Ama'aretz. Mashma, She'sover She'me'ikar Adin Tfira She'en Shel Kayama Ein Asur. It's Mashma that a temporary tfira is not going to be asur. He says, only don't separate them in front of Ama'aretz, otherwise it would be okay. So Bira Tila David, the Tila David answers his kasha and says, Sha'af Shiladas Haramah also lit for Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama. Even though, like we're saying over here, the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber that a Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama is Aser, Mikomakom Likroa Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama Mutter Mikra Din. There's a difference between sewing it up temporarily and then detaching a temporary sewing. Tying it up, sewing it up temporarily is going to be a problem, like we're saying over here. Detaching it, tearing it apart by the shoes, that's where Ramah says it's mutter. Why? Ho v'kriya zu nasis shalom nas litvor. Because again, kriya is only usher if it's amanas litvor. That case of the kriya is not amanas litvor. So therefore, the kriya temporarily is going to be usher, but undoing it is going to be mutter because it's not amanas litvor. V'chein bir aminchas yitzchok. Now, if you look at the next paragraph, he brings from the Chazon Ish, I'd like to read Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the second line of the next paragraph, Me'idach, Da'as Hagon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Sharamah Sover, Shehein Tfira, She'ena Shel Kayama, V'hein Kriyas Tfira, She'ena Shel Kayama, Muteris. Shlomo Zalman says, the Ramah matters everything. Just like the Ramah matter over there, separating the shoes that were temporarily tied together is mutter, the Ramah holds over here, it's also mutter, even though he doesn't speak up to argue with the Mechaber who says it's Aser, U'mashe Lo Hisik Kan Al Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. that which the Rambam does not make a note on the Mechaber over here, Harezeh Mishum Shesamach Amash Akosav La'el. The Rambam learns that the Rambam is really lenient. Shlomo Zalman learns the Rambam is lenient. The same way the Rambam said over there, separating the temporary tefillah is mutter, he means to say that making the temporary tefillah is also mutter, and the Rambam over here doesn't feel he has to argue. He argued over there, but he doesn't really agree with the Mechaber. He just has no reason to mention it. This is a major machlokas in Achronim. It has practical applications as temporary tefillah. Someone wants to use a diaper, the diapers that we have nowadays, with the attachment. Are you allowed to attach it? Is it a temporary attachment or not? So that's a very practical application. They go on and discuss it, the discussion of the poskim. If it's Velcro, it's for sure mutter. If it's not Velcro, but it's temporary, that's going to be okay. That's number one. Putting it on a child. And number two, a bigger shaila that they discuss over here later in the note, is when you take it off the child and you wrap it up to throw it out, so then you're tying it permanently. It's going to stay permanently, but you don't care that it stays permanently. Meaning you just want to get it into the garbage. Once it's in the garbage, you don't care if it opens up in the garbage truck or in the garbage can, you don't care. So that's what the post can discuss over here. In the rest of note 69, there are some that are matir, and that is the discussion over here, but we'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Siv Ches next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.